Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear plus my friends in the third row and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports. Joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host, NWSL analyst and broadcaster Lisa Roman. On today's episode, we are going to give you all a midweek preview of NWSL matches that will be kicking off on Wednesday, October the 6th. Before we do that, a quick reminder to follow us on Twitter at Attacking Third. Also, you can head on over to our YouTube page and hit subscribe to never miss a new video or interview whenever we go live. Plus, you can catch great extended NWSL highlights. So head on over to youtube.com/attackingthird and hit subscribe. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, Sandra. I'm excited to talk a little bit of soccer, maybe try to separate my brain a little bit. It's almost like at the end of the day when I just want to watch Sopranos and turn my brain off and think about who Tony's going to kill next, honestly. Oh, man. It's good. I'm excited to talk a little bit of soccer with you, even though that this world is constantly changing and news is constantly coming out in the world of the NWSL. But there are games to be played and a season to be had and hopefully a championship to be won at the end of it all.
We'll see. You've got to play the games in front of you, and that's what's going to happen this week. The league initially announcing a pause on last week's games in light of all of the news circulating around the league in regards to A, the Washington Spirit franchise, and then B, allegations and news and details surrounding former head coach Paul Riley. Richie Berg and Paul Riley are no longer head coaches in the league in light of all the news that has rolled out over the last week or so. And due to all of the high emotions, a pause was placed on those games. But the Players Association came out this week and said that they will be participating in Wednesday's matches that will be taking place. So I, like you, Lisa, am excited to talk a little bit about some game day action, preview some of these matches. There's three on the schedule as of this moment, and just maybe sort of get into talking about the athletes, you know, that wake up and make this league and make game day what it is. So let's take a look. We've got New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC facing off against Washington Spirit, North Carolina Courage taking on Racing Louisville FC, and Portland Thorns FC facing off against Houston Dash for Wednesday's midweek matches. Let's start with game one. It's New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC versus Washington Spirit. And Lisa, this game's a little bit different. It's going to be in Philly, your hometown. Ooh, Philly. It's going to be a little bit of a farewell club, NWSL club match for Carly Lloyd as the Gotham FC take on the Spirit. Both these teams really in a playoff push. We got Spirit currently sitting in sixth place on the standings. Gotham FC on the outside looking in, but really, really close to cracking through if they get themselves a positive result in this one. What are you going to be looking at in this game? I'm curious to see your perspectives because I believe your intentions are to attend this game, right?
I am attending. I will be at Subaru Park. I'm so excited. Yeah, this is huge for Philadelphia and for Carly Lloyd and for the NWSL overall because I'm pushing. Lisa Roman is pushing for an NWSL team in Philadelphia. So this is a great taste for the people of Philly to see what it's like to have an NWSL match here. Yes, I will be in attendance, which This is like embarrassing and I might not be able to admit this, but since I've been covering the league, this will be the first game I'm actually going to, because all of our broadcasts are Remy. Just for people who don't know, I'm cracking the code here for everyone. We do those remotely, not from the stadium. So I am going to this game as a fan. I will be on Twitter though, hopefully keeping an eye on everything, but I'm going to watch every square inch of the pitch and smell the grass, and I'm excited about this one. But I think that all eyes will be on Carly Lloyd and Gotham in this match. Gotham, they just won over North Carolina Courage 2 weeks ago in their last time they played. Carly Lloyd played really well. Ifeoma Anamano had a great game, and she's continuously had a great season. Margaret Purse is back on the pitch for Gotham. We did a little bit of this preview in last week's game, last week's preview episode before all these matches got canceled. But I think that Gotham is the team to look at on this one. But Washington also coming off of a win against Kansas City the last time they played. So both Gotham and Washington understand what it's like to win. And at this point in the season, both Gotham and Washington, they need winning points. In the standings, Gotham is number 8 and Washington is number 6 right now. So wins are very, very necessary. But I think that this being a home game for Gotham, even though neither team is actually playing at home, they both have to travel. They're both in a new stadium with different fans. I think that the fan base and the location could play a factor into this. And I think the factor is going to lean towards Gotham's way, and Gotham will come out with a win.
I can see that for sure. If you're giving your pick for Gotham, and I like that, Lisa. They're not technically for this week alone, they're the hometown team for Philly. Yeah. So I like that you're going with the hometown team in this one.
You go for Chicago all the time.
You need to go for it. You got to stay on brand, Lisa. And I like to see that from you here, going with Gotham as the hometown side in this one. But I'm with you. I think there's a lot to look at on both sides of the pitch. I think you said it best. It's being billed as the farewell match for Carly Lloyd in her hometown. You've got players like Margaret Purse, Paige Monahan making their way back from injury after battling back with some nagging, lingering leg injuries, and then being able to get on the pitch and produce immediately in their match, in their return, in their own respective return matches just 2 weeks ago. So having a couple of weeks here to continue healing, getting themselves right, I think can only benefit Gotham. But I am also looking at this Spirit side that have kind of gone through some adversity of themselves off the pitch, having a really tough couple of months, finally concluding with some off-field things with the conclusion of the investigation, the official termination of former head coach Richie Burke. And we saw this Washington Spirit team 2 weeks ago take the pitch after a month off away from the game, being handed 2 forfeitures, not being able to see any game time action, but then finally go head-to-head against Kansas City NWSL and be able to scrape out a very important win for themselves that have kept them in playoff position at that final number 6 spot in the moment. So they've got a lot to play for here too. And who knows, maybe getting away a little bit will be helpful for this kind of team. I know a lot of times people like to play home advantage to the home side, but both of these teams are technically traveling a little bit in this one. So I think maybe just for pick's sake and for differences, I'll go the Spirit side on this one. But I don't know. I got a feeling that this one actually might end up in a draw, to be quite honest. But I'm hoping that no matter what, there's an exciting game in this one. I'm sure emotions will be high considering the week that has been had. And I want to let everyone know that because of the magnitude of this match with both of these two very competitive teams going head to head, it also being billed as Carly Lloyd's final match, this is going to be a match that is going to be available for viewers on CBS Sports Network. So please check with your current cable providers for listings and how you can watch that. So keep an eye on that one. Following along with this triple header, we have North Carolina Courage hosting Racing Louisville FC over at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina. Of course, Lisa, we've been talking about it all week. We have to keep mentioning it here in the top of our brains and at the top of this podcast while we continue to preview these episodes. North Carolina Courage no longer have their former head coach, Paul Riley. He was terminated effective immediately upon the publishing of a story via The Athletic on September 30th. interim head coach Shawn Nahas is currently at the helm of this club. This is going to be the first match that both Nahas and the team will take the fields post events sort of circulating around their former head coach. And they will be facing a racing Louisville side that are very, very quickly running out of time in this regular season to make an impact for an actual playoff push. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't be able to play spoiler, because we have a North Carolina Courage side that, prior to all of these events, looking at the soccer aspect of things, Lisa, they were on a bit of a skid themselves. They were on a pretty lengthy winless streak, which was quite frankly very uncommon for this North Carolina Courage side. They have historically been the type of team that have only gotten stronger as the NWSL season has progressed and gone on. And here we are in the final stretch of the season, and they appear to be flailing a little bit. And this was prior to everything happening. So now we've got everything happening with this team, where they are still the same scenarios, having this winless streak, and now they've got some off-field pitch issues that have been surrounding the club and putting a big spotlight on this team as well. It's going to be a tough one to just sit here and say, oh, I'm going to pick this team because of X, Y, Z, or the other. But looking at this match, my perspective is that I really just hope players are able to go out there, get a good run, maybe have some fun, leave some emotions out on the pitch, utilize the soccer in a way that can be helpful or maybe even therapeutic for them. And I would like to see a result, because everybody likes to see some type of result happening, whether it's a win or a loss. But I don't know, hard to tell on this one for me. I think maybe this one could be the game of the three games that we're going to watch this Wednesday is going to be a draw. So I'm going with a draw on this one.
Sandra, I wrote down a draw for this one for me already.
Well, you got to pick first in the first game, and I'm picking first in this game, and I'm going with the draw.
I know. I think one thing you said is so important looking at this match between the Courage and Racing Louisville. I hope that the North Carolina Courage players, after everything they've been through this week and everything the league has been through this week, can look to the left and to the right of themselves as they stand in their team huddle and look at their teammates and have a joy in playing a game that they all love. They love so deeply, and play for the players on either side of them, and play for their selves as a young athlete, because that's important to go back to why you love this sport, why you got into it, and why you chose to make this your career and play at the highest possible level in the NWSL. And finding those moments of joy, I hope that we see it when we watch this game. I hope that the players feel it. I hope that they can, I don't know, go back to their roots of why they chose this sport, why they chose to play it at the highest level, because I think that's something that is lost in this week of news, the joy of the game and the joy of why these players want to play based on everything that they have experienced. And that's my hope for this match, that we see smiles on the pitch, we see celebrations and goal scoring, even goal scoring for your opponents, that you can find joy in this game, which sounds like so cheesy, and I'm aware of it as I'm saying it, but that's what I want. That's what I want when I watch this game. And I think that's another reason why I'm looking for a draw, that I think this game will be a draw. And not to mention that North Carolina Courage they've lost their last two matches. They are on this skid, as you mentioned it. Lynn Williams, a player that has had a lot of ups and downs throughout this season. I hope she can find her joy and find her stride with her teammates around her. And even Racing Louisville, they're coming off of a pretty rough loss to Houston, and that's devastating in and of itself, just on the pitch. They need to get run of play goals, and maybe the defense for North Carolina has been strong all year, but can they be strong against this Racing Louisville team that has Savannah McCaskill in the midfield and players like Salmon up top and Amina Ekic that are scoring goals and showing great moments? But I pick a draw for this one. Casey Murphy, I'm hoping she gets a shutout. So it'll be, I'm thinking scoreless draw.
Scoreless. All right. I like that you're putting a number. Yeah, you did. I didn't put a number on it. I'm into the scoreless draw. I'll just say it'll be narrow. I hope hope each team gets a chance to celebrate a goal. I'll just say it like that. Happy and healthy. That's what we want to see for the players coming out of this midweek matches. This game kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch this game on Paramount Plus. So tune in for that in case you're interested in this fixture versus the Gotham and Washington fixture. To close out this triple header, Portland Thorns FC will be hosting Houston Dash at Providence Park in Portland, Oregon. Late night one, we've got NWSL After Dark action. This is going to kick off at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Portland Thorns, 2 weeks ago, coming off of a loss against the Chicago Red Stars. And this Houston Dash side, Lisa, another one of those teams very close to cracking through and breaking through in that playoff picture. They are currently on the outside looking in seventh place. They need a win, and they need it quickly. And I'm looking to see if they're going to get it against this Portland Thorns side. We're talking a lot about all of the off-the-field news that is affecting the league and, by extension, affecting certain clubs throughout this league. And we've got three teams that have been in the headlines, so to speak, during this last week, whether it was the Spirit, North Carolina Courage, and now Portland Thorns. Again, just for context purposes, Portland Thorns also part of that very lengthy reporting coming out of The Athletic, highlighting abusive and sexual misconduct behavior from former head coach Paul Riley during the 2015 season with the club. There has been a lot of sights, sounds, and scenes coming out of the Portland community, the fandom, the supporters, the official supporters group, the Riveters, and other Thorns supporters, making it very vocal and making it very known by hosting demonstrations outside of Providence Park in the previous weekend where there were no matches. In light of there being no matches, they took to the streets essentially and wanted to make themselves heard. So there has been a lot of scenes coming out of Portland, and I'm very curious to sort of see how the environment is going to be in this match. This is typically a stadium that everyone, whether you're the opposition or the host, are very excited to play in. We hear so often about the joy that the opposition gets from silencing that big, raucous crowd that comes out to support their Thorns players. And then we hear so often from the Thorns players themselves how much of a boost they get from their home side. So I am curious to see how the soccer plays out based on the environment around these two teams on this pitch. I think this of the three games is probably going to be the match that has the most eyes on it, Lisa. And since I chose first last time, I'm going to toss it to you and ask you for your pick. Who are you going to be looking at and why in this
one? You're scared to give your pick, Sandra. It's fine.
Right here, I'm waiting.
You want to see if I can change your mind. I understand.
you do always provide compelling arguments.
This game is definitely circled. I'm definitely excited to watch this one because Houston, they're coming off of that huge, huge 4-0 victory over Racing Louisville. And that was without Rachel Daly. She was excused from this last match that Houston played due to a devastating family matter. But she will be back as far as we know at this point in time, which provides a lot of attacking firepower for the Houston Dash. They also have Christy Mewis, who is doing a tremendous job in the attack. She scored some bangers of a goal the last time they were out. This team of Houston Dash has had a lot of ups and downs, and maybe not as drastic as other teams like OL Reign. They've had a lot of ups and downs. Even North Carolina has seen a lot of downs this year as ups in other parts of the year. But Houston has been really back and forth on a game-by-game basis, which is something that is really difficult for a team to wrap themselves around without having that consistent factor. I think the Olympics threw Houston Dash for a huge loop as they missed the most number of players in the league during that Olympic stretch. Now all those Olympic players are back. They're getting into a bit of a groove and a bit of a rhythm. I think they could put a lot of pressure on Portland. But when you look at the Thorns, they are coming off to their loss to Chicago, a 2-1 loss. They scored first in that match, and then Chicago came back and scored two of their own, which says something, I believe. Houston, they got the shutout against Louisville. I don't think they'll get another shutout. I think Portland will score. this one is hard for me to pick a winner for sure, just based on everything that's been happening around the Thorns organization and the demonstrations that the supporters groups have shown and everything like that. The last three games for the Thorns, they've lost two of those matches, which is very unlike the Thorns. They are still at the top of the table, but I think that they could outplay Houston in this match. I'm going to give the win to Portland.
I am also going with the Portland Thorns in this one. I think there's more on the line for a team like Houston Dash, and they will be playing, and their play will be reflecting that on the pitch for sure. But I just think there's going to be a different type of fire that is driving these Portland Thorns players come Wednesday night, in Providence Park, in light of everything going on. And I'm not going to act as if there's not something on the lines for the Thorns here either, because if they would have got that win 2 weeks ago against Chicago, that would have at the very least clinched a playoff position for this Portland Thorns side. The Shield is sort of up for grabs right now when we're looking at a team like Portland Thorns and the number two team right behind them in OL Reign. But that can happen. That's also still on the line for this team. So to put that in the bag, to sort of check that off your box of things to do in this regular season, I think that that's something that these Thorns players just want to get done and not have that to be lingering in the back of their minds anymore. They could just focus on the next phase in front of that no matter what happens, they're playoff bound. Whether they stay in first or not, that's a different episode for a different day and a different scenario for them to take a look at if it comes into play. But for now, that is something that is on the line for them. And I'll be looking for that as well. So we're both going for Portland on this one. People are looking for it. Again, it's at 10 p.m. Eastern time. This one is also going to be on Paramount Plus for everyone to take a look at. So log on, subscribe, and then take a look at the match and enjoy the ride. Let's take a quick look at some of these standings for everyone before we exit out of this match preview. We've got in first place the Portland Thorns with 38 points. We've got OL Reign right behind them at number two with 35 points. Sitting at number three is North Carolina Courage with 29 points. Right behind them is Chicago Red Stars in fourth place with also 29 points. At number five is Orlando Pride with 28 points. In sixth place is Washington Spirit with 26 points in that final playoff position. And then we've got in seventh place, Houston Dash with 26 points. In eighth place, New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC with 25 points. In ninth place, Racing Louisville FC with 17 points. And in 10th place, Kansas City NWSL with 11 points. Folks, thank you all for listening today. We hope you tune in to the games, and we hope you also follow us on Twitter at Attacking Third. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your podcast show. If you head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review with a question, Lisa and I will answer it as part of our mailbag segment. And we are also available as video. So subscribe to us at youtube.com/attackingthird. So hit subscribe to not miss a single thing. Lisa and I will be back, as always, with a recap of these matches. And we will get you that on Friday. So join us then. For Sandra Herrera and Lisa Roman, this was Attacking Third.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.